I think everybody had a lot of fun at the whole stadium last night, with the exception of me and my coaching staff. We were probably the most uptight guys in the group. But it was a classic Scotts Bluff McCook matchup. Another one that'll go down in the annals. These kids will always remember the game.
Yeah.
Two pretty evenly matched teams, and both slugging it out, and we'd made a few mistakes on the way that put them in control of the ball game, but found a way. So,
do you talk to, I know you talk with a lot of coaches throughout the week, just on your schedule and off your schedule. Do you communicate with Coach Hall a lot?
A little bit, not as much. You know, Coach Benson and I talk to him still every week.
Right.
And he's been retired for 2 years, so not as much. Just I don't want to. Friendly guy. We talk at clinics. We'll email each other, but haven't made that bond. I guess different generation, maybe. I don't know. But some of us old timers still communicate and let the young guys communicate. But good guy, good man. Really, the only holdover left from the longtime Scotts Bluff staff is Derek Deaver is still there helping out a little bit. He's kind of the last guy. Now, Coach Benson does coach their freshman team,
okay.
But those guys really enjoy their fishing and hunting and not having to get on the bus on Friday night. So.
Just kind of curious if you did talk to Coach Hall, if he talked to you sometime during the week on, because coaches always say, I should have did this, I should have done that, on what his thoughts would have been on their drive where they were had first and goal from the 5.
Yeah.
If he go back and he wished he would have done something else than what actually he did.
We knew that, we knew when they got that ball down there and first off, when they loaded up that first play, they loaded up with everybody on the one side, their backs on the one side. The name doesn't matter. We call it our Bronco Blitz, but we Bronco Blitzed right into it and got it stopped. And then, then they called the timeout. Or no, that's when Adrian cramped up. Mm-hmm. And so we got over there with the guys, and Coach Imus is like, they are not throwing the ball. Let's bring the entire secondary. Let's blitz basically all 4 backers and 3 secondary players. And I believe it was Mark, if memory serves me, Mark Arp sniped off through the edge, and we got him for a 3-yard loss and got him to now the ball is about the 4-yard line. And then on third down, I said they are going to have to pass it here. There's a 50-50 shot. And, Jacob almost picked off that ball. I mean, it went right through his breadbasket. Mm-hmm. So we could have turned him away then, and then we turned him away with the field goal. So just an unbelievable goal line stand that you got to, tip your hat off to the kids to find a way. We talk about it all year. When we start all the way back in the summer, all the way in camps, we do these. I run the heck out of the kids, man. They are dying and they're panting, and we call them pursuit drills. And when we get done, we stop and we talk about what it means to play defense and how you can't give up an inch, and you got to have goal line stands, and that's what the true champion is. And man, when we needed it last night, we got it. So
big plays. Defense was there, and your offense, I know you talked about after the ball game and the post game, didn't have a steady game. Didn't have drives, had some punts in there, but boy, the big play right before the half on the throw from Arp to Schmoker, that was huge going into halftime, wasn't it?
It was huge. I would say that even like the first drive of the game, we'd get 9.5 yards, and man, we don't ever want to complain about refs, but everybody was screaming, man, we're getting horrible spots on your sideline. You had a better view than we did. We felt like we'd converted some first downs, and we put in a check system this week that anytime we were going to get heavy blitz up the middle, we would check to a sprint option play. And I got an ISO play called with Langan and leading for Jacob. And Mark checks us into sprint option and still looked like it's going to be open. But then they just stuff Mark just a half inch short. And so it's like all night long we'd get 9, we wouldn't get 10. Or we would get a 12-yard gain that was a shoestring away from being a 30-yard gain or an 80-yard gain. So I was surprised when I looked at the stats. We outrushed Scotts Bluff pretty handily. I think we had 46 rushes for 190-something, and they had 44 rushes for 140. So, but boy, calling plays last night, I didn't feel like that. But, was very frustrated. First, I thought we played unbelievable defense. We had the one turnover that set them up for the short field, got them the field goal. And so we're on that last drive, and I'd kind of used the timeout, was trying to conserve some clock. And we thought if I could spread him out, and I thought I'd give Alec a shot at a trap, and he got a nice big gain out to a little bit towards midfield. Then I knew we could take some shots. And man, Mark finding Mason on that we call it a tiger pass. It's three vertical routes, and the safety, man, he jumped over and jumped up, took Lucas Gomez Wilson, and that left Schmoker wide open, and Mark found him, and that was a huge play, because now we go into the locker room up three instead of down three. I mean, that was a big momentum swing for us, and then knowing we got the ball back to start the second half.
Going to the second half, of course, I don't know if you've had a chance to watch a game film last night when you went home, but an incredible scramble run by Mark Earp. You said running 200 yards, and it literally felt like the time span of that play. He probably ran 200 yards for like 50 yards, but that was a huge play going from 22 to the 40 or something like that. It was a huge play in the game.
Yeah. Well, we call it a tailback hide, where the tailback's going to hide himself through and work to the complete opposite end, but Mark's going to start rolling one way. Well, he rolled that way, and I think it was Jacob or Lucas, I can't remember, got caught up in some trash and didn't come clear, and so then he scrambled. And I would believe that by the time he ended up on our bench, which is completely across the field, so you're talking 50 yards at least, he was 20 yards deep. So now then he had to bail himself around and get going from there. So you're looking at a minimum of 70 yards of turf he ran before he ever started his descent downhill for the 40-yard run. So at minimum, you're looking at somewhere around 110 to 120 yards. Coach Young last night said he had kind of calculated and figured it was about a 147-yard run for those 40 yards. So, and the funny, I was completely blocked once he cut back. I knew he was going to get the first down. That's all I was caring about. And I was completely blocked, and I said to Coach Barry, I go, is he going to go? Is he going to go? And he goes, not a chance. He's out of gas. So, and then they were saying that if he would have actually some linemen were obviously, they were running around dying, but he had a chance to get a couple guys ahead of him. But the most amazing part is, man, talk about team discipline. We didn't clip. We didn't hold. And maybe we did. They just didn't call it. But we got through that thing with no penalties, and that's a rarity on a play like that.
But after that big play, you went right down the field and scored.
We did, you know, and that was the frustrating part, was we felt like all night what we did in that last drive is what we were going to be able to do. We mixed in more double tight stuff. Braden Cool came in, and we basically got into double tight, balanced them up, and ran away from Mog is what we were doing. Because in the first half, when we were single tight, he was going there, and he was just destroying us. And then their adjustment to knowing we were going away from Mog was they would bring the backers that other way, and so they were relying on him and a little outside pressure one way, and then blitz and backers the other. But we were able to do enough to move the chains, you know. And then we have third and goal or second and goal from about the 6. And, you know, I put Mark on the run. We ran the naked boot and got him on the run and got him downhill. And he made the decision and put his toes in the ground to go for the goal line and got it down to about the 1-inch line. And, you know, so we were going to go for it on fourth down, no question there. But that was just prime opportunity to bring in the beef. We call it our heavy set, yep. Bring in the beef set and let Langan get downhill and take the lead. And then, like usual, you got to hold on for a drive. You know, you got to find a way to hold on and get up, because they had a good field goal kicker.
Yeah.
They only needed about 20 more yards to get at least in some mode of a game tying field goal.
So there were a couple of times during the game where you were power set, you had 8 linemen and your backfield guys, and just go straight ahead.
Yeah, you know, and that's what got us. We got about 20 some yards on that. Yeah, that was a 90. Call it a 95, 96 yep. yard drive. And that's what got us pushed away from the end line, was we ran that set. And then you make mistakes and you have fun with. It doesn't seem fun at the time, but we got by with, or we thought we were going to get by. Corey didn't hear me get us out a heavy set, and so we're out there with six linemen, a tight end, and four backs, and it's like, we didn't substitute. And so then that kind of started a chain of events that led to Mark having to pull out the Houdini trick from his hat to get that first down along that way. But, you know, man, if we could have played outside of that, you don't want to rely on Mark too many times on that huge 40-yard Houdini run. But, you know, if we could have played like we did all night on that offensive drive, you know, you got to believe we could have. We felt like we could have won that game. Going into it, I thought we were 2-touchdown lead, better than them. So, but they showed up. They made plays. You know, they seemed to play defensively. They seemed to play against us as good as anybody over the years. So I probably need to do a better job of figuring out their defense and just that constant pressure. And it helps when you have some really good defensive linemen like they do. So
5-2, great win last night to set you up for the regular season finale at Alliance. Go 6-2 and momentum going to the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, it's been a nice bounce back year for the kids, and you got to figure, you know, scores, we were going to beat Crete pretty handily, and so for all intents and purposes, I know it's not a win, but these kids, we go take care of Alliance, and you can sit back and say, man, we bounced back, we had a 7-2 type of season, and we put ourselves in position for the playoffs, and that's all we can do. And reality was, we were in those other two games, man, we had an ability. You know, we're going in the third quarter to tie up Hastings, and we just didn't tackle and a few things against Aurora. Otherwise, who knows? Mm-hmm. And so the kids got to believe in themselves that anything's possible come November if we take care of business here. So Alliance, they are who they are, Rich. They're 1-6, and they got beat by Lex last night in a really tight ball game. Lex beat Gehring in a really tight ball game. I would say Gehring, Lexington, and Alliance are all pretty much the same. Lexington's a little better than all of them, and I think the kid that makes them a little bit better is Ramos, as we know. Mm-hmm. You know, my whole thing is, we need to do just like we did last week. We need to focus on the Bison. We're going to take a skeleton crew up there again. I'm not pulling a bunch of kids out of school and putting them on a bus. And we're going to take our 30, 35 kids. We're going to roll up there. We're going to take care of business, come home, and get ready for the playoffs. So it'll be very workmanlike week. We'll continue to do some form tackling and some form blocking, and because this is our last opportunity, because after this week, it's kind of glorified walkthroughs. Mm-hmm. So we'll take one more day on Tuesday to really work some technique work, and –